smartphone and our mobile banking app. Just take a photo of the front and back of your check and submit. It's that easy. You'll receive confirmation on your device and by email for each successful deposit. So check into North Star Bank's mobile deposit feature today.
Mobile banking is available to online banking customers. Check with your wireless carrier for fees that may apply. Visit North Star Bank or go online at www.northstaratehome.com. Member FDIC.
Do you remember last winter and your incredibly costly heating bill? This winter is predicted to be the same or even worse. Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Block your high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch to try our free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Hi, I'm Lynn Regantine, an Ameriprise Financial Advisor with the Regantine Lakowski Long Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, and I can help you put a confident retirement more within reach. With 42 years of combined experience, my team and I can help you retire on your terms, when you want, where you want, doing what you want. Call us today at 810-376-4710. Our offices are located at 3473 Main Street in Deckerville and 33 South Elk Street in Sandusky, Michigan.
Ameriprise Financial Services. Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
It's the postseason on the WLAW Sports Network. Cass City at Ubley in Division 7. In the pre-district round, just 5 games between now and Ford Field. Despite only 13.5 miles separating Ubley and Cass City, as the Hawk flies, the Red Hawks and Bearcats have only squared off 11 times in history, the first coming in 1976 and the last in 2003, September 5th. For those traveling to Ubley from the city of Cass, it's just an 18.6-mile trek across M81, up 53 and across an Atwater Road. As far as school sizes go, Cass City has 304 high school students registered with the MHSAA. Ubley checks in at 271, 33 more students for the Redhawks. Interestingly enough, since 2010, Cass City has lost over 100 students. They had 417 in 2010, 304 in 2015. For Ubley, they've been holding steady and even up a notch a bit from 263 to 271 high schoolers right now. As we mentioned, this marks just the 12th time in history that Ubley and Cass City have faced off on the gridiron. Ubley holds the edge at 7-4. The last time they played was September 5th, 2003, 12 years ago, so tonight's seniors would have been in first grade. Ubley won that game 41-6. In fact, the last time Cass City beat the Bearcats was 3 tries ago, back in 1996, 34-6. Both teams boast strong defenses, with Ubley and Cass City keeping their opponents in the mid-teens. But Cass City has the defensive edge in regards to this season's offensive and defensive averages. Ubley is averaging 31.4 points a game, while Cass City is scoring 38.4, so plus 7 for the Redhawks. Both teams, like we said, boast strong defenses, with Ubley and Cass City keeping their opponents in the mid-teens. Cass City has the defensive edge, 14.2, to Ubley's 16.8, 2.6 for CC. Las Vegas has set their line for the night, and they're expecting a close game. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University Sports Wagering Department say that after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, location, the spread for tonight's game sits at Cass City, 6.5 points. The first Ubley and Cass City football game was against each other was in September 17th, 1976, which, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question. What was the final record of the 1976 Detroit Tigers?
The 1976 That's Detroit
right.
Tigers.
8 years before the World Series champions in 84. It's 1976.
81 and 80.
Well, you're not far off. But in fact, it was a little worse. 74 in 87. The only reason I bring that up is because what was the record for this year for the Detroit Tigers? 74 in 87. Another weird thing, in 1976, who won the West? Kansas City. Who won the Central now? They only had the East and West at that point. Kansas City also Central champs this year. Bonus question, Dave. Tonight marks game 3 of the World Series, Kansas City leading 2-0. In 1984, what day did the Tigers win the World Series?
You want the day of the week?
Sure.
I'll go with a Friday.
Well, no. Nice try, though. What I was getting at here is today is October 30th. The Tigers won the World Series Sunday, October 14th, a whole 2 weeks before this, back in 1984, with a score of 8-4 over San Diego. And they won that series in 5 games, 4-1. So that was game 5 was on Sunday, October 14th. That tells you how much Fox Sports has things to do. And they only lost game 2 in San Diego, which was a 5-3 score. In that game 5, the one that clinched it, Lopez with the win, Hernandez with a save, Kirk Gibson, 2 home runs, and Parrish also had a home run that game, I believe. All right, Dave, you got to get one of them. Bonus questions, multiple choice. What was the attendance at game 5 in 1984? A, 51,901. B, 52,130. C, 51,970. Or D, 42,262. What was the attendance of game 5 in 1984?
I got to think attendance was smaller. I'll go with the small one. I think it's D.
Well, you're wrong. It was, in fact, 51,901. Which was what I find odd about that was actually the smallest crowd of the 3 home games in that series. The choice you picked was 42,262. That was actually the attendance of game number 3 in 2012 as the Tigers faced off with the San Francisco Giants as part of the sweeps from the Giants. Dave Hansen, where are your 3 keys to tonight's game?
Well, let's start with the home team. Start the LB Bearcats. For them, number one, I got it. They need to control the pace of the game. They need to play their style of football, control the clock, control the game, limit the possessions of Cass City. So on the opposite side of that, the Cass City number one priority is get stops. Ubley is not going to punt it unless they absolutely have to. So it's 4-down territory all the time. Cass City needs to be ready. Don't be surprised if a Coach Kaufman, Coach Sweeney, somebody's got something up their sleeve this game that gives them an extra first down somewhere along the way that maybe what is the difference in this game. And third and finally, when two teams are this close, who gets that one break that separates these two teams?
Current conditions in Ubley, Michigan are 44 degrees with mostly clear skies. They're calling for a 0% chance of rain this evening. Winds are calm and no gusts even. Visibility is at 10 miles. Barometric pressure is at 30.14 inches. Dew point is at 33. It feels like it's 44 degrees out. Humidity is at 70%. Sunset was at 6:25 about 30 minutes ago. And we're currently in a waxing gibbous moon phase. So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful night for football. Now, we've been talking about this all season long, Dave, that this has been by far the best weather we've ever had for a season.
Well, it's almost November, and it's 44 degrees, no wind. It's perfect out for football. It's like a heat wave for this time of the year. So
recall to last year, game 1 in the postseason.
Lakers, I believe.
We were over at Lakers.
Yes.
And that tower is about, I'd say, what, 60 feet wide? And there's about 60 guys in there, I'm pretty sure, and Kayla. And you could feel the whole thing sway. We couldn't see the field because the rain was hitting it so hard.
Yeah, it was every kind of weather you'd possibly imagine in the state of Michigan. Winds, gusting winds, rain, fog, everything, you name it.
Well, on October 30th, 2015, we have 10 hours and 21 minutes of daylight. We lost 20 minutes of daylight since last Friday. 9 minutes came off the sunrise and 11 minutes came off in the sunset.
We got daylight savings time coming up too, don't we?
Yes, indeed, Sunday. That's fall right. Back, get to sleep in an extra hour. And they ever tell you the story when I was in Ubley, or as in Ubley once. No, I was flying home from Orlando, and I was flying home on daylight saving time beginning, so you spring forward. All the clocks in Orlando Airport were an hour off.
Now, I imagine now, there's a lot of clocks to fix there, of course. But
if there's one place that time is critical, it's an airport.
Yes.
Cass City won the toss and elected to defer to the second half, so Upley's offense will be on the field first, pending a successful special teams